सिंहा जीवन का क्या होगा? नीचे कौन अनुवाद करें? अच्छा, दरवाजे से बाहर है। सब हिंदी में सुनना चाहते हैं, अंग्रेजी में सुनना चाहते हैं, सब के लिए बाहर अनुवाद उपलब्ध है। और माताओं के लिए
worship.
Alpita is accomplished nirvyali kataha without duplicity. Yet, since, may, mass, panjarahe, have completely accepted vakyam, instructions. Bhavan, you, Manada, Sankardaman. One who offers honor to others, Manayan, respecting. Translation and perfection of Prabhupada Ji. Lord Brahma said, my dear Sankardaman, since you have completely accepted my instructions without duplicity, showing them proper respect, you have worshipped me properly. Whatever instructions you took from me, you have carried out, and thereby you have honored me. Lord Brahma, as the first living entity within the universe, is supposed to be the spiritual master of everyone, and is also the Father, the creator of all beings. Kardamuni is one of the Prajapatis, or the creators of living entities, and is also the son of Brahma. Brahma praises Kardam because he carried out the orders of the spiritual master in toto and without cheating. I'll get back to this. The conditioned soul in material world has disqualification of cheating. He has four disqualifications, not just one. He is sure to commit mistakes, he is sure to be illusioned, and he is prone to cheat others, and his senses are imperfect. But if one carries out the order of the spiritual master by disciplic succession, or parampara system, he overcomes four defects. Therefore, knowledge received from bona fide spiritual master is not cheating. Any other knowledge which is manufactured by the conditioned soul is cheating only. You agree? Brahma knew well that Kardamuni exactly carried out the instructions received from him and that he actually honored his spiritual master. To honor the conclusion of the purport. To honor the spiritual master means to carry out his instructions word for word. Brahma vacho svaya me apachitistato kalpita nyarvyalikata yanme sanyagrahe vakyam bhavan manadamanayan. Translation again. Lord Brahma said, my dear Kardam, since you have completely accepted my instructions without duplicity, showing them proper respect, you have worshipped me properly. Whatever instructions you took from me, you have carried out, and thereby you have honored me. Kardamuni ki jai. and did it thoroughly, good job, and it was without duplicity. And Brahma is very, very happy. Haribo, you are happy or not happy? Some of you are trying to go to bed or something. Now we have to do this job of hearing a good job in toto, and that's it. I also should be doing job of, well, only a chance to present this purport. The purport. Nirjali kata. I will do it. Doing it near the deep at the eyes. Without a misery. So that when I read this verse, came across this word, without duplicity, I was reminded of Srila Prabhupada, myself, Srila Maharaj, Prithu Putra, when we are taken sannyas, just now took sannyas in Krishna Balaram temple courtyard, and then we followed Srila Prabhupada into his quarter, and we were impressed in changing our name or in changing our assignments, any other further instructions. We were curious, so we were in Prabhupada's quarter, and Prabhupada said, add Swami to your name. No change in name. And go, not to Siberia or Africa. He did not, he will send us back to Bombay, so he had from Bombay. The Bombay Brahmacharya. And regarding instructions, he gave one. I remember one. I will never forget that one instruction. He said, Manmana Bhavana Bhakto Madhyadi Ma Namaskuru. These are these four things in our, are those four items. And he said, do this without duplicity. Do these four things, do it without duplicity, and you will be successful. To give instructions takes little time. Takes 30 seconds to say this. But then to follow that instruction is lifetime in preparation. So lifetime task. Do it without duplicity. Remembering the memories of the Lord, becoming devotee of the Lord, worshipping the Lord, and offering obeisances unto the Lord. Doing this with our duplicity, and with that, so many other things could be said without cheating, without this, without that. This law, that effect, this anatta, this aparad, and on and on. Or chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Chant 16 rounds daily, your name is such and such. And before that, okay, I'll follow four regular principles. And contract is signed. Okay, you are initiated now. But that takes just 1 minute, but to follow that instruction in toto and without duplicity is to take you on Bhavanam Dhammanam. Chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
whatever, then how we chant, how much we chant. Chanting 16 rounds, that's part of the instructions. Whether we are chanting 16 rounds, not part of all the main instructions which we get, some general instructions, some specific instructions. This instruction everyone gets, right? Chant 16 rounds daily is common instruction given to all of us, disciples of Prabhupada, grand disciples, or in future grand disciples. This follows that one instruction. In fact, our whole life is meant for just follow that one instruction. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Nami Vagevalam. There's nothing more than you do, but as you chant Hare Krishna, you're also Seva, Seva Yogyam Guru. Another prayer is, please make me fit for seva. You're chanting, but you are begging for service. You have chanted, but not rendered service. Your chanting is incomplete. You are not done in toto. I had a little tendency like that when I was a new devotee. I would like to be just around the deity, around the temple, and not so much eager to go out, go here, go there. So, my president was not very happy. Brahma is happy with Karda Muni. My president was not happy with me. And even Prabhupada gave me the name, my spiritual mind, not my spiritual guru also. He gave me the name, so you are Samadhi Das. Samadhi is like to be Samadhi. Activity, some kind of absorption, no activity. You are Samadhi Das. So, chanting is a service also. Or from chanting comes, and you know, chanting the topic. I thought I'd say something, but let's see how this goes, and then it will come back again. Yeah, from chanting comes, from the name comes the form of the Lord. In spiritual technology, from shabda comes rupa. From name comes form. In the beginning there was a word, and that word was with God, by the way. In the beginning there was a word, shabda. And from shabda comes form. So naam, roop, guna, and lila, and dham. From naam to dham. This activity also, you chant the holy name, and that will follow. You follow instruction of chanting the holy name of the Lord, and the desired result, expectation is you, that your chanting of Naam brings you to Dham. From Naam to Dham. Going back to home. We are going. Devotees in the West is in song in English. We are going back home. We have guitar, play guitar. Back to Godhead, we are going. So it's going back to Godhead. From Naam to Naam. So we get the name to chant the holy name of the Lord, but then But if keep chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting till we realize that this name is not different from the Lord. Oh, this name is the Lord. Nama Chintamani Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Nitya Shuddha Mukta Abhinnatvad Abhinnatvad Nama Namino. In fact, this is the homework. We'll keep chanting. And of course, I just recited the verse within the first 6 months of our life within Krishna consciousness. We may come across this verse and we have learned this by heart and we could just on the tip of our tongue and we could say it, or we have grammatical, we could break it down and we could bring it to the root of this, this dhatu and this that. Bhajagovindam, Bhajagovindam, Mudhamate. But you are forgetting, you are doing all this. Nahi nahi rakshati dukram karane. What you should be doing is Bhajagovindam, whatever the verses, you have to get to sense, you have to realize. And you have to worship Govinda. So chanting and chanting and chanting. Keep chanting till you drop dead. That's one thing. Until you drop dead. Keep chanting. Minds to go before we sleep. Minds to go before we sleep. One famous poet from the West. Things like this. Minds to go before we sleep. He doesn't refer to sleep. Is not sleeping. Sleeping is death. Minds to go before we sleep. Long way to go. Long way to go. Before we long way to go. Don't stop. Uttishtha. Jagrata. Keep going. You have this boon of human form of life. Keep going, moving. And he also reminds, the words are lovely, dark, and deep. The words he refers to. The word is words. Words, jungle. Concrete jungle of Delhi or Noida. Concrete jungle. The words are lovely. They're lovely, dark, and deep, and appealing, and glitter, this, that. But don't get distracted. The world, the woods are lovely, dark and deep. Miles to go. Do not forget, miles to go before you sleep. Miles to go before you sleep. So we are chanting, chanting, chanting. But so, we have to, our goal is, Abhinnatva Nama Namino. Abhinna, Nama of the Lord is not different from the Lord. The roof of the Lord, Naam, roof. Same. Here's the Lord. To come in front of the deity is very easy. Here's the Lord. Here is the Lord. But Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Lord. This Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna is the Lord. No less Lord than the Lord standing in front of us. And this Hare Krishna is a form and qualities of this Lord. Hare Krishna Lord is not different from Radha Parsati Lord, Radha Shamsuna, Radha Gopinath, Lord Radha Gopinath is Hare Krishna. Radha Gopinath is Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare and Krishna. In Govinda, Radha Govinda, Hare Krishna. So, we get instructions for them to follow that total. That's that. by time. Oh, have you seen God? I started preaching. And as I was going door to door in Chan Society around Juru in Bombay, some people were asking, have you seen? You're talking, have you seen God? And I was thinking, come on, I just joined. At least give me 6 months, you know. But Dhruva Maharaj had 6 months. I don't think he can. Dhruva Maharaj for 6 months. And for the Siddhartha Buddha, he took 6 years. He took 6 days. And I was just maybe 6 days or 6 weeks. Have you seen? So I was thinking, in fact, that very soon, one of these days, one of these months, one of these years, I'm going to see him. I want to see him. Who is that? George Harrison? Oh, my Lord. Oh, my sweet Lord, I want to see you. Think that I'm going to do my business in this life, profits in next life. He never thinks that. Business in this life and profit also, but after he wants, on the spot he wants, not even. So like businessmen, within this one lifetime, achieve the goal of human form, life. Means every day, some progress or some tangible progress has to be made. How much progress I made? How far or how close I am to my goal of life, which is prema mahato mahan, the love of Godhead. And for that, the simha avalokan you do. Simha, you know, life. Avalokan scene is a king of the forest, is Vanaraj. So he is known for, and all the, in fact, what he, Singha, does is he goes some distance, is walking, going into the forest, and stuff, and he reviews, how far have I come? Where do I stand now? He takes a stock of the situation. And then he goes forward, moves, jumps. And he stops. And the lion is known for this. Then again he does his avalokan, Singha avalokan. In fact, all great people, this is used. All great people do follow the example of Simha, lions, reviewing Simha Avalokan. And then he goes and stops and reviews, and then he perceives. He doesn't do his the rat race. No, rat is not known for this. Rat is busy. Never stops. He has one hole and is making another hole, from one hole to another hole. And he was not happy with one hole, he has now two, he's not happy with two, a third hole. Prabhupada talks to people, they have one house, not happy, they want another house, another here, another there, another, and they are running between one house to another house, from business to house, and house to business, to house to house. So like a rat, just like a rat. Someone has made this observation. What does lion do? So immediately he is glorified for his Simha Avalokan. But the rat is condemned for his rat race. The way a rat runs, the way the whole world is running. You cannot, could you ever stop the rat? Mr. Rat, shake hands. The rat will never stop for shake hands. And this cat comes and follows. The rat will make a diversion and run back and forth, rat race. Wrestling like a rat, like a rat mentality. Behind a little body, rat has its own mentality. That mentality is moving that rat back and forth. But they have four legs, and Srila Prabhupada says, modern people, they have four vehicles, they have four wheels. They're moving on the wheel, four wheels. Kardamuni, yes, followed instructions of Brahma. Similar instructions of Brahma had expectations from his sons. Well, he gave birth to his four Kumaras, his sons, four Kumaras. The world, Brahma had, he had created the world, the housing society, the bijli, sadak, pani, whole lighting, sun, whole night, and daytime was a light, nighttime, night lamp, moon, air circulation, vayu devata is given task. Indra, you do the raining part. So all this is all there, but there's no population. There's no population. Everything is empty. So Brahma is instructing four Kumaras, go ahead now, fill up this universe. Create now. Creation. Give birth. Lots of और हमारा जो नाली पैसेज and how did Brahma respond or react? So the response is one thing, reaction is another thing. Kind of reactive. He became angry and he could not contain that anger. Anger came from his forehead. And he heard someone crying. Who was it? Rudra. Okay, could you create? Why not? And Shiva started the creation. Rudra, and there were 11 Rudranis and the whole population. But like father, like son. Anyway, he's also Vaishnava, but we don't want to offend. But the more I ignored the whole creation, all the population was ignorant population, full of ignorance. And Shiva playing his dim, dum, dum. And they would all get into action. What does a person in more of ignorance do? What is he known for? Sleep. Okay. Bad habits. Destruction. Okay. I think that's what I was looking for. The ignorant person destroys his time by sleeping and destroys his health by eating. Destroys others. Becomes terrorists. So that's what they were doing. Vishnu, what does Vishnu do? His children, what do they do? Vishnu does maintenance. And his devotees, Vaishnava also should be known for maintenance. Goodness comes from Vishnu and his devotees are. So Brahma creates, which is easy. Easiest is destruction. And the tough thing to do is to maintain. And the toughest task is with Vishnu and Vaishnava. If we're into destruction, then we better be followers of Shiva, not Vaishnava, not Vishnu. So the Shiva's creation was, they were all busy destroying. But Brahma had just now created the world, and before even its sthiti, it has to exist for some time before the pralaya. But all these followers of Shiva, the creation of Shiva, in the beginning of creation they started destruction. And then Lord had to give it. Stop, hold on. Okay, take this mala. Keep chanting Hare Krishna. Panchamukhe Mahadeva Rama Rama Hare Hare. Give this heart. So Shiva is sitting and chanting. And he's waiting for his son. Mahaprabhu has to do the destruction. Anyway, one activity he does. He chose to worship. Otherwise, him and others. So the four Kumaras had refused the production of Praja. And Shiva, he was very enthusiastic. But the Praja that he produced was into destruction. So is this two children. They are not done. One did not want to do anything other than into destruction, and now Kardamuni Manu Maharaj स्वयंभू अमनु, स्वयंभू हुई स्वयंभू, स्वयंभू इन ब्रह्मा एंड फ्रॉम ब्रह्मा स्वयंभू, स्वयंभू दैट्स मनु एंड हिज डॉटर देवहूति एंड देन मैरिड टू कर्दम मुनि एंड नाइन डॉटर्स एंड wonderful son that they have given birth to. So things are moving in the right direction. Brahma is happy with this service. The instruction that is mentioned here, that after here, may sanjivrahe vakyam. I have given instruction. Instruction is to fill up this universe with people, manushyas, or praja, kardamuni prajapati. So he has followed that instruction. Kardamuni has followed that instruction to full satisfaction of Brahma. And he has now is personally thanking Kardamuni for following that instruction fully, well, and without duplicity and this activity. By this activity, you have worshipped me. And managa, manayan, and you have respected me by doing this activity. This is an act of respect. Not just praise with the words, which could be cheap, could be done, it's done. But activity, translating that into action. So you are not only praising me, but you have by your service, you have pleased me and your activities. Yes, the significant point is your activities are nirvyayika, without duplicity. And number of words of Prabhupada is pointing out the duplicity. Duplicity, we're looking into the dictionary meaning of duplicity, or duplicitous, what is duplicitous person? The meaning or definition meaning is like deceptiveness in behavior. Deceptivity or deceptiveness in behavior or also speech. Deceptiveness in behavior or speech. Other meanings of this word, duplicity, you put more here, there are more words. Devious, sneaky, double dealing, Div Satyara, Chera Jura. Or it could be other way around. Chera could be Jutta, Dev could be Sacha, whatever. So double-faced and deceitful. Example is also from Vrindavan. Yeah. Putana was known for deceit. The Nartha that Putana has, and by hearing that pastime of Krishna killing Putana, one becomes free from this duplicity. This is deceitful, this sneaky, double-faced, this mentality. By hearing that pastime, one becomes free from that anartha, duplicitous इन शास्त्र चैतन्य चरितामृत का विप्रलिप्स भ्रम प्रमाद विप्रलिप्स एंड कर्ण पाटव इज आर द फोर डिफेक्ट्स. Very popular thing. We always say this. Prabhupada has quoted those four defects in the purport. Chaitanya Charitamrita card in the very beginning. So many authorities all over the world are always talking. But they have four defects. Bhram, there is illusion. Pramad, they mistake. They make mistakes all the time. Vipralipsa. Cheating, lipsan is desire, vipra here doesn't mean, vipra also means learning, but here cheating propensity, desire to cheat is vipra lipsan, and karana pata, that is your senses are imperfect. So these four defects, and Srila Prabhupada says, if you want to be free from these four flaws, four defects, then you connect yourself with parampara, coming from Brahma. And as you hear from Brahma down in the line, then what you hear is free from these four defects. And then you are saved. And certainly, by following those instructions which are free from duplicity, and by hearing those and following those instructions, then, like Kardamuni has pleased Brahma, then we could also please our authorities, our spiritual masters, our disciplic succession, could please Now what is happening? There's a video in the very beginning, not just the